Hello, and thank you for joining us. My name is Jeffrey.
And I'm Laura.
And this is part two of Hansel and Gretel.
Okay, 今天来到第二天的课文，同样呢，也是要讲到我们的糖果屋 Hansel and Gretel 的故事咯。
Now, Hansel and Gretel are a poor brother and sister, but they get even poorer when they hear that their evil stepmother wants to leave them alone in the woods.
没错，他们已经很可怜，可是更可怜的是呢，他们坏心的这个继母呢，想要把他们丢在这个树林里面，到底他们该怎么办呢？
Okay, will they be able to come back home? Can they live in the woods? What's going to happen?
Oh, will there be tigers and lions or, I don't know, scary things try to eat them up? 会不会他们被动物吃掉了呢？
Well, let's read and find out right now.
Hansel and Gretel. The next morning...The family went to the woods to work. While they were walking, Hansel laid down several white rocks. After their parents left, the kids followed the rocks home. Their stepmother was very angry. That night, she ordered her husband, "Take them farther away, so they can't come back."The next morning, the family went to the woods again. This time, Hansel left breadcrumbs along the way. But birds ate all of the crumbs. Hansel and Gretel were lost. They walked until they saw an old woman at a gingerbread house.
Several, several. Michelle bought several gifts at the airport for her family. Michelle bought several gifts at the airport for her family. Follow, follow. The students followed their teacher to the museum.The students followed their teacher to the museum. Order, order. The king ordered his soldiers to protect the castle. The king ordered his soldiers to protect the castle. Lost, lost. Jill was lost.And couldn't find her way back to the hotel. Jill was lost and couldn't find her way back to the hotel.
The article begins. The next morning, the family went to the woods to work.
Right, because the dad is the woodcutter, right? 所以呢，在隔天的早上的时候呢，这个全家呢就跑到了这个树林去工作啦。那还记得呢，这个爸爸是一个 woodcutter, 是个樵夫嘛。
And they're a poor family, so I guess they all help their father work.
Right.
Even though Hansel and Gretel are just kids. But while they were walking, Hansel...laid down several white rocks.
Oh, okay, that's strange. Okay, so while 就是当你在做什么什么的时候，然后同时进行说 while they were walking. 所以当在走的时候呢 ，Hansel 呢就怎么样呢？他们就偷偷放了几个 white rocks， 就是白色的小石头。
So he put.Down these rocks. He put down several rocks. Now, what does several mean? It's spelled S-E-V-E-R-A-L. And it means more than two, but not very many.
Okay. Okay. So, 我们来看一下 several 这个字哦，它就是数个或者是一些这样子的意思哦。那它是一个限定词哦。
Right. So, for example, Michelle bought several gifts at the airport.For her family.
Michelle bought several gifts at the airport for her family. 所以 several 通常是两个以上啦，这样子的意思。所以 Michelle 在机场为了家人买了一些礼物咯。
Right, so several could be a number like five.
Right.
Okay, like I have several pens at my desk.
Okay, so more than two.
Yeah, but not too many.
Okay.
Okay, so...I wonder, why did he lay down those rocks?
We will find out later, but he is very, very smart. 所以他先放了一些小石头在路上。不过这里我们先不能破梗，大家在后面就知道为什么哦。
After their parents left, the kids followed the rocks home. I see now. They followed them. They made a path or a line.That they could see and walk on or follow. Now, follow is a verb, which is an action,、mm-hmm. and it's spelled F-O-L-L-O-W. Follow, followed. Now, to follow is to come after or go behind someone or something.
OK, 所以呢但是我们再回到课文看一下刚刚发生什么事情哦。等他们的父母离开的时候呢这孩子们就沿着石头走回家。还记不记得这坏心的这个 stepmother 说我们就把他丢在那边反正他们就可能会迷路就回不了家。没想到呢这个哥哥非常的聪明哦。那其中我们提到了 follow 这个字就是跟随这样子的意思哦。So how do I useFollow in a sentence?
Well, to use it in a sentence, you could say, the students followed their teacher to the museum.
Oh, I see. The students followed their teacher to the museum.
And if you are in a train station,
right?
You can follow the signs on the walls to go where you should go.
Right, okay, museum 这个字呢就是博物馆所以刚刚的例句呢是说那些学生呢他跟着他们老师去的博物馆啦 Okay, back to the story, so they're back home
Okay, yeah, they made it back
They were lost in the woods
And guess what? Their stepmother was very angryBecause her plan didn't work.
Right, because they're really smart. Okay, 所以呢当然呢可想而知啊这个坏心的继母他想说哈他把小孩丢在那边森林里没想到现在这两个小朋友太聪明他们回家所以他当然非常的 angry, 很生气啦。
Okay, so she did not give up. She wants to do something about those kids、
right.
that are eating all her delicious food. So that night, sheordered her husband, take them farther away so they can't come back.
I can't believe this. How mean, how terrible.
She's like a boss to her husband.
Okay, 所以在那天晚上的时候因为她非常生气她就命令了她的丈夫说、oh, 你可不可以带他们比较远一点的地方啊这样子呢他们就没有办法回来啦。
Right, order, spelled O-R-D-E-R.Ordered is a verb, and it means to use your power to tell someone to do something, okay? To say, that something must happen. So,
okay.
The police officer can order you to
okay.
pull your car, stop your
right.
car. The teacher can order you
right.
to take out your pencil.
Or the stepmother can order her husband.
Yeah, she's very powerful in that family.
Right, okay. Right?Order 是什么意思呢就是命令这样的意思啦 OK 它是一个动词那通常呢是比较有权力的人才可以 order 像是老师有时候可能会命令学生赶快把这个书桌这个放好啊打扫好啦或者是警察可能就会发出命令说你的车子怎么可以停在哪里啦 OK
And here's an example for you
OK
The king ordered his soldiers to protect the castle
The king ordered his soldiers to protect the castle. 也就是说呢那个国王他命令他的 soldiers, 就是士兵们呢要怎么样守护这座 castle, 城堡这样的意思啦。But wait, we also saw, farther in the sentence, take them farther away. Now we have to stop here because we want to know more about how to use this word.Father 呢就是一个比较其中这个字它感觉看起来像什么呢就是副词的比较级 far farther. OK, 所以到底呢，副词的比较级我们要多了解的话呢，要怎么办呢？我们大家要请教我们的英文快通老师。
英文
快通
，Oh yeah！
Hello， 大家好 ，I'm Tim。今天我们要看的是英文中的副词的比较级的用法，共分为规则变化以及不规则变化。这些变化看起来很简单，但其实有很多要注意的地方哦。现在就让我们一起来看看吧。首先，我们要看的是规则变化。规则变化相当的简单，同学们只要记得单音节的字，字尾加上 er。双音节以上的字前方加上 more M-O-R-E 就可以了。首先是单音节的副词变化，例如像 fast 快速， near 靠近， hard 辛苦，这些字都属于单音节，所以它们的比较级就变成了 faster nearer harder。 现在就让我们来举个例句给同学参考，例如我的好朋友 John， 他很认真工作，英文我们就可以说 John works really hard， John works really hard。 这里的 hard 就是副词的原型，用来修饰动词 work， 表示认真工作。虽然我已经觉得他很认真了，但他的老板还是觉得他不够认真，常常跟他说 Can you work harder? Can you work harder? 没错，这里的 harder 就是 hard 比较级，表示你还能再认真一点吗？好，以上就是单音节的变化。那么双音节以上字的变化呢，就如同我开口所说的，只要在前方加上 more 就可以了。例如像 happily 快乐的就变成了 more happily， easily 容易的就变成了 more easily。 让我再举个例句，例如今天我说 John drives carefully， John drives carefully代表 John 小心开车，但如果我说 John drives more carefully because his car is new， John drives more carefully because his car is new 代表因为是新车，所以 John 特别小心的开车，不敢大意。这时的 more 就是用来修饰 carefully， 代表格外小心，特别小心。好，看完了规则变化，接着就让我们来看看不规则变化。所谓的不规则变化，就是指这些字的比较级都不一样，需要特别记下来才不会用错。常见的字像 little 些微的，它的比较级是 less L-E-S-S， well 良好的，它的比较级就是 better B-E-T-T-E-R。 比如我上个礼拜本来有点感冒，人家问我说你还好吗？我就回答 I'm not feeling well， I'm not feeling well， 我不太舒服。但看完医生吃完药后，人家再问我，我就说 Thank you I feel better， Thank you I feel better， 我感觉好多了。这里的 better 就是比较级用法，同学们千万不要肯写成像 weller 之类的字哦。好，经过今天的讲解之后，希望大家都对副词的比较级更了解了哦。英文快一通，我们下次见。 Okay, getting back to the story.
Right.
The next morning, the family went to the woods again.
Okay, 当然隔天早上啦，这个全家呢又动身要跑到这个 woods 树林里啦。
This time, Hansel left breadcrumbs along the way.
啊，不过这时候呢，他没有用前一天的 white rocks， 他则是用 breadcrumbs， 就是面包屑。他把这个面包屑屑放在这个沿途的路上哦。
You need to be careful when you eat a sandwich or any kind of toast or bread because you can get crumbs on yourself.
Right.
I had a sandwich for lunch.
Gross.
Anyway, okay. But the birds...ate all of the crumbs.
Oh, no, that was the way back home.
Oh, they should have used white rocks.
Yeah,
because birds don't eat rocks.
Okay, 所以惨啦，就说他们本来要认路回家，可是怎么办？小鸟啊，当然会喜欢吃这个面包屑，所以他把所有的面包屑都吃光了。 Yes. Ate all of the crumbs.
So all the breadcrumbs are gone, and Hansel and Gretel were lost because they had no path to follow. They couldn't follow anything.
That wasn't a good idea, Hansel. Okay, no. So Hansel and Gretel, 他们现在怎么办？他们当然就是迷路了啦。Can you explain this word a little bit more, lost?
Yeah, lost is an adjective. And if you're lost, it means that you are unable to find your way. You don't know where you are or where to go.
Okay, lost 在本课是当作形容词来用 ,L-O-S-T。那其实呢它的原型呢我们可以用 lose, L-O-S-T, 就是失去的遗失的。不过当我们常迷路的时候我们就说 I'm lost, 我迷路啦这样子的意思啊。So how do you use this word in a sentence, Jeffrey?
Jill was lost and couldn't find her way back to the hotel.
Jill was lost and couldn't find her way back to the hotel. Jill, 她迷路了，因此呢，她找不到回旅馆的路哦。Hotel 就是旅馆的意思啦。
The kids are walking around trying to get back home. They walked until they saw an old woman at a gingerbread house.
And they're probably really hungry by now.
Sure.
Okay. 所以其实呢，他们就走啊走啊，就看到一个住在姜饼屋的一个老婆婆。
Yeah, gingerbread is a cookie or cracker that is sweet and has ginger in it for flavor. Okay, so this house is made of gingerbread. It's pretty strange, almost like magic. It's like having a house made of bread or candy or something like that. And if you're hungry, a house made of gingerbread looks pretty nice.
Okay, 所以这里呢他们当然肚子非常饿又看到一个太神奇用姜饼做的一个房子姜饼屋所以当然呢他们一定会靠近这个姜饼屋。Okay, say no more because that's the end of today's article and we'll have to come back tomorrow to find out what happens.
But let's go to wrap up right now.
Of course.Gingerbread House! Actually, Gingerbread Boy or Gingerbread Man was one of my favorite characters.
Yeah, that's another children's story. So, something magical has happened. You would not see a gingerbread house in real life. I think the rain would really ruin it. But these kids were hungry and lost, and an old woman at a gingerbread house wants them to come inside.
Okay, 所以故事来到这个精彩的地方啦。所以呢，今天我们看到呢，这个妈妈她的计划一开始虽然没有得逞哦，可是呢，后来呢，他们是用 breadcrumbs 来留在这个路上，惨了。可是小鸟会把这个 breadcrumbs 给吃掉，所以他们现在就迷路了。They are lost， 他们迷路了 ，and they're very hungry， 肚子很饿。可这时候就出现了。Gingerbread House, 姜饼屋。他们到底会不会走进去呢？到底会发生什么事情呢 ？Well, what's going to happen?
Maybe they'll eat the house. I don't really know.
Or the woman. Okay.
I would go for the house.
Yeah, definitely. I wonder if they have a gingerbread man living in that gingerbread house.
We'll have to come back next time to find out. So be sure to join us for part 3 of the story. So we'll see you next time.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Please leave your message after the tone.
Please leave your message after the tone.
Hello, 大家好 I'm Tim. 今天我们要继续跟大家聊聊英文的电话用语。今天假设你打电话给对方，对方没有接，这时可能就会转到所谓的语音信箱。那么这时你就会听到说Please leave your message after the tone. 请在 B 声后留言。我们昨天已经学到 leave 代表留下 ,message 则是讯息。Leave a message 就代表留言的意思。然而 tone 是什么意思呢？假设今天有个人用很奇怪的口吻在说话，我们就可以说 The man talks in a strange tone. 这里的 tone 就代表口吻、音调的意思。而电话答录机里的 B 声就是 tone， 因为它其实是一种固定的音调，可千万别说成了 Please leave your message after B 哦。 同学们下次打电话给别人的时候，如果是转到语音信箱，听到这句话的时候，可不要急着挂电话哦。Remember to leave your message after the tone. 希望今天教的句子大家都有学起来。接着就让我们来复习一下今天的例句吧。小聚会，我们下次见咯。
Please leave your message after the tone.
Please leave your message after the tone.
Hansel and Gretel.
The next morning, the family went to the woods to work. While they were walking, Hansel laid down several white rocks. After their parents left,The kids followed the rocks home. Their stepmother was very angry. That night, she ordered her husband,
"Take them farther away so they can't come back."
The next morning, the family went to the woods again. This time, Hansel left breadcrumbs along the way.But birds ate all of the crumbs. Hansel and Gretel were lost. They walked until they saw an old woman at a gingerbread house.
Several. Michelle bought several gifts at the airport for her family.Michelle bought several gifts at the airport for her family. Follow. The students followed their teacher to the museum. The students followed their teacher to the museum. Order. The king...ordered his soldiers to protect the castle. The king ordered his soldiers to protect the castle. Lost. Jill was lost and couldn't find her way back to the hotel. Jill was lost and couldn't find her way back to the hotel.